Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Let's dive into this episode all about email marketing and conversions and texting and relationships. Oh my. I'm super excited.
It's all the tech behind our other businesses. Emily said side businesses, and I think we need to stop calling them that because they're pretty legitimate at this point. It's just a bad habit we both have.
Yeah. Our side hustles, our passion projects, our other businesses.
The companies we happen to run outside of Boss Project.
Yes. If you are brand new, so hi, welcome to the podcast. So Boss Project is and still our full-time job, our main gig where we're, you know, helping y'all here on the show and through our blog and through our workshops, webinars, the Creative Template Shop and our signature program and a couple of other amazing things we have going on. It's been around since 2014. It's amazing. We love it. It's awesome. We also started our own businesses that we like are our own thing on the side. I have a physical product business. It's just earrings. It's Emily Williams. It's me. It's under my name. Earrings, rings, handmade accessories. That's physical products that I've never done before. And my website for that business is hosted over on Shopify. And so every few months or whatever, there's something that new that I'm learning that I want to share with you guys. And so I'm going to be bringing that to the table. But Abby, what's your side thing?
Yeah. So I started my wellness company actually after I went through like a very serious car accident. I had a traumatic brain injury and I was on my own journey for wellness and like really wanting to put health as the forefront. And when I did that, I just started attracting people who wanted to take that same journey with me. So I've utilized my story and my journey to build a group coaching program called Jumpstart, where I help women lose weight and focus on their health. I also run that alongside of a network marketing business that it's sort of all one thing. And but that part gets confusing to people, but I am a leader within Young Living. Actually, in fact, we're one of the top 200 fastest growing teams. So it's not small potatoes. We are growing really fast and it's been really fun. My husband left his job last year to pursue this with me full time. So we are running and it's a lot and it's kind of crazy sometimes to like go back and forth and bounce between. But I really think the reason it works for both of us is because they're very different businesses.
Very different.
And so when we switch gears, it's like using an entirely different part of our brain.
Yeah.
And it's been interesting because I think because it is so different, we both have avoided adding, you know, things that we've done in Boss Project to this business because we didn't want to make them ever feel similar. But
until recently.
As we've grown, like automation and like making the marketing simple behind the scenes is important. And so we can't ignore the tools that we have readily available to us. So we're specifically going to talk about some of the tech that we're both utilizing. Now, this is stuff we are also utilizing inside Boss Project, but we get to experiment in a completely different way. Like, for instance, we are going to talk a little bit about texting, like SMS services, and we've never done that in Boss Project.
No, remember we did. We tried it once. Do you remember?
Did we?
Yep. When we were on like MailChimp or something and yes. And remember, cause we tried it for like webinar reminders or something and it was like text, you know, to whatever. I remember that. But it was only up for like a month.
Well, it's a totally different beast and a whole new thing to learn with a lot of similarities between email, actually, just because of there's a lot of rules around what you can and can't send and how many people and like frequency and all that stuff. So it's definitely something we're navigating, but I'm excited to dive in. I know you have some specific things you're wanting to cover when it comes to email and marketing a product-based business. So talk to me about some of those top of mind strategies for you.
Yeah, I think, and we've heard this from our students over the years about how everyone looks at having a physical product-based business almost entirely differently than you look at digital or service or consulting or whatever. And we feel like when we're looking at each of these different types of industries that email marketing needs to be treated differently, where it's like, I don't know what the opt-in could be. I don't know what I actually need to say to them. I don't know how often I need to be reaching out. When in reality, like it's really not that different as from what I've realized when I decided to just be like, how about I just like do some of the same things that we do at Boss Project where I have an opt-in and then I have a welcome sequence and then I have some follow-up stuff and then I actually like segment and organize my subscribers and then so I can know who I'm talking to and then when I talk to them, it's actually going to like make sense to them. Like how about I actually do everything that I've been doing here at Boss Project, but it's obviously on a smaller scale, but with different people and the product is different and just see what the results are. And so I want to go over some specific apps that I use within Shopify. If you don't have Shopify and aren't able to use these apps, you can at least utilize the same concept because the workflow like is still the same. The concept is still the same. You're just going to have to set it up. So I want to give you some stats and I want to give you some apps. And then I think I'll like talk for a little bit and you can ask me some questions where you're confused and then you share yours and I'll ask you questions.
That's yeah, for sure.
Okay. So I'm on Shopify. I wanted to start building a list because as everyone knows, especially when you start selling a product like a physical product, generally you have an audience in one place. Mine happened to be Instagram. A lot of people's is Instagram. And then you wake up and realize, holy shit, all of my sales are coming from Instagram and that's probably not the safest bet. And I want to be able to identify my customers and my returning customers and new people and like get people to buy and all of that stuff. So initially, you guys probably are going to set up like abandoned cart emails, and that's built into Squarespace or Shopify. You're going to set up like the order confirmation email. So like all of that stuff's going to be pretty default, and you're going to get that set up. And that's definitely step one. Like, please have those. Definitely upgrade your account to include those. They're really, really important and crucial. But then after that, how do you get new people on your list? How do you talk to existing customers who've already bought? How do you try to re-engage customers who haven't bought in a while? And it starts to feel kind of overwhelming. So I decided when I first moved to Shopify from Squarespace, which was in March, April of this year, I had like half of a month in Squarespace and half of a month in Shopify. In May, once I had finally like, okay, I'm definitely using Shopify. I'm on here. I've got my products. I've got everything set up. I really wanted to like dive in and look at how can I start growing this type of warm audience. And a couple of friends of mine who have their own product businesses on Shopify highly, highly recommended the app Privy, P-R-I-V-Y. There's a free version of the app. I'm all about the free versions of stuff. I didn't know what would work. To me, I was like, this could be a completely new beast, completely new scenario. I didn't want to pour a ton of money into something until I knew that it would pay for itself.
For sure.
Well, I've already talked about email marketing before regarding my product-based business when I use Squarespace campaigns. And I told you guys that like I used the free trial of Squarespace campaigns. I sent 3 emails and I made like almost $600. So that paid for it itself like for a couple of years. And so clearly I knew email marketing at some point would convert. So anyways, I set up Privy. It's free. I created one campaign in Privy. That's it. You can create more, but I only created one. And it was just to entice new people to get on my list. And I offered 10% off your first order. I did not offer this until May. I opened my shop in August. Okay. So like, you don't have to do this right out of the gate. And at first I like, wasn't going to offer a coupon to new people because I really, truly, truly love honoring returning customers and creating loyalty and like spoiling them. But at the end of the day, I realized like, there's a lot of new people who need that push to purchase something from you. And there are other ways, bigger ways that you can spoil returning customers that also I feel like deserves its own podcast episode where I developed VIP restock days.
Totally.
That will be a side note. But so anyways, set up Privy, free app, 10% off. All you have to do is do a couple of clicks and it's a like couple of pop-ups on my website. You type in your name and your email, you get a coupon code. You get one email. This was all that it was for a while. You get one email that says, here's your coupon code, go use it. I set that coupon code to never expire because I have restocks that sell out. And so I didn't think it was fair if you happened to sign up when there wasn't a restock and their code expires in a week, but you didn't get to use it. So that's just a call that you are going to have to make depending on what your product is or how your shop works. But I did mine to never expire. But it's only good for new customers. So if an existing customer popped in their name and email, it would say, sorry, like we can't give you this coupon because you're an existing customer. Mm-hmm. So like there are parameters that you can set up on there. So here are the stats of this free app. I pulled these stats like a week or two ago. And it's so like at the end of July, these are the stats at the end of July from starting the app in like the beginning of May. In this free app, do you want to guess how much money it earned me?
How much?
$3,640.
What? No, it did not.
My conversion rate to buy was 34%.
For opting into the coupon.
For buying. So like I had people signing up and not all of them would make a purchase.
Yeah. No. Oh my gosh.
$3,600 on a free app over the course of like 2 months.
One of the things I don't understand, and this is just a side note about Shopify that I'm not going to get into, but like, why do you need an app for that? It's like a whole nother thing.
It's a whole thing.
Because technically speaking, if we're going to just sidebar for a second, we have a coupon code for first time customers over on the Creative Template Shop site. And like, it's all just like built out with Flowdesk. Anyway, go ahead, keep going. But I love that you do see the conversions. We have no data on that at all. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
that's why it's worth it.
Yeah. So free app earned me $3,600, 34% conversion to buy. That means though, there's still 118 people who haven't bought. Okay. So when I went and actually looked back at my stats, I was like, oh, there's 120 people sitting here who have given me their email address, but who haven't bought. Now, what can I do to entice them to buy? Right. So now is when I took it a step further. Again, you do not have to do all of this day one. I feel like it's really overwhelming for you to predict the future, for you to predict what flows that you should create. Don't put that pressure on yourself. Mm-hmm. So then I said, okay, I can either upgrade my Privy app, which would now cost me money, and I could send more emails. But Privy in itself is not really an email service provider. It's kind of like lead pages. Like if you guys are familiar with lead pages and you can send emails through lead pages, like the confirmation email, and you can send an opt-in, but you wouldn't send like a series of emails through lead pages. Even though you can do that for Privy, it's not an email service provider. It's a pop-up thing. That's what it does best. So then I was like, okay, well, if I'm going to have a different email service provider, can I find one that's going to do the same thing as Privy that can get me the same results, but is an actual email service provider? So I can like build a list and organize and segment and all of these different things. So I went on the hunt. I obviously looked at Flowdesk because it's freaking beautiful and it's stunning and I can Zapier integrate it with Shopify, all that good stuff. But I've really, 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 really tried to stick with tools that are very e-commerce based and built specifically for e-commerce because the stats that you can get, the analytics that you can get, and the built-in features are just made for e-commerce when you go there. So I didn't use Flowdesk. I'm sorry. I used an app, and this is so stupid. Then this is how you spell it. It's K-L-A-V-I-Y-O. I, in my head, have been pronouncing it Klaviyo, K-L-A-V-I-Y-O, Klaviyo. I looked it up right before this episode, so I wouldn't be pronouncing it wrong. It's pronounced Klaviyo, which I now will remember because clay, right? But I'm like, okay, whatever. Name aside, I don't like when people use made up words like that, that you can hardly pronounce. Okay, name aside, it's a really, really good email service provider. Integrates directly with Shopify.
Okay. So is it technically an app for Shopify?
Everything on Shopify is called an app.
Okay.
Everything. You have to go to the app store to download it. You don't need to have Shopify to use it.
Okay.
It's an email service provider.
Okay.
You pay a monthly fee.
Sure. Shopify, but it's made for e-commerce.
It's made for e-commerce.
Okay. I'm following you.
Okay. So with Klaviyo, I was like, okay, what can I do here? How can I set this up? So stats are yet to be determined because I just set up the welcome sequence and it's only delivered to like 4 people. And what the welcome sequence does is it's the same concept as Privy. I turned off Privy. I turned on Klaviyo and it has the same 10% off on your first order pop-up. It's only going to show it to new customers. You pop in your name. You immediately can see the coupon. You get the confirmation email and you get added to a welcome series. And it's just a 3 email welcome series where I'm introducing myself. I'm introducing my bestsellers. I'm doing like a meet the maker. I'm reminding them about their coupon. I'm letting them know about here's how restocks work. Here's how VIP works. Here's how mystery boxes work. I'm just kind of getting them the lay of the land. And in the last email, it's a conditional split of have they made a purchase, yes or no. If yes, then they just end that welcome series. They got to meet me. Everything's great. If no, I send them one final email that's like, don't forget to use your coupon code. And what I might do is like in a month, remind them again, just like, because I don't know how long it's going to take for people to like find something that they like and then decide to use the coupon code. But I can do that now automatically built into a system. So I will update you guys on that as we progress. Here's my hypothesis though. Klaviyo's emails land me in the promotions tab. I don't like that. Privy also landed me in the promotions tab, but it was only that first email and like the coupon code flash on the screen. Maybe it acted or looked a little bit differently, but as of right now, it's only been active for like 3 or 4 days. Like it's not crazy, but I'm going to give it the same like kind of month or so window. And if I'm not making the same 34% conversion rate to sales, I will 100% turn Privy back on and then just move those. I will still use just the free version of Privy, move those people to my Klaviyo list. Klaviyo.
Klaviyo. Well, it'll be interesting to see if you decide to stick with it or not, just with how it's landing and like where it's going. Cause yeah. I know our emails over, cause we use Flowdesk on my end. I use Flowdesk for both businesses. And so our deliverability is just amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. So here's the side note to that though. I have Klaviyo for another automation and it lands in primary. So I know that really? It's possible. Hmm. So maybe I just need to tweak what's in my welcome series. I don't know. But this is my automation that happens when you become VIP. So within my shop, part of the way that I, and I won't dive into this full on, but part of the way that I honor returning customers is once you spend $200, you get a password and it enables you to come to VIP restock. Mm-hmm. Well, when I first started it, the first 2 of those restocks, I would have to manually write an email that say, here's the password. And I would send it to the people who were tagged that they've spent this much money. Here's your email with the password. Goodbye. That's not that big of an issue. I would have to do that maybe twice a month. But the problem was, is that y'all are nuts. And as you guys would spend more in the shop, you would message me and say, how close am I? How many more orders do I need to get? Am I there yet? I think I just got there, but I don't have an email yet. And I was having to like manually check you in my shop, which I would do gladly, and let you know in DMs, like, here's where you are. Oh, you did qualify. I'll be sending out that email in like a week or like whatever. So I was like, okay, how can I automate this process? So I set up an automation to, as soon as you spend $200, 30 minutes later, you get an email that says, welcome, you're in the VIP club. Now here's the thing. Like you have to actually spend $200 on the same email address when the same customer account in Shopify. So it's not perfect because some of y'all like forget that you have a Shopify account and then you'll sign in with this account and you'll spend some money here and some money there. So some of you, I'm still having to send the password to, but ultimately it's worked. It's delivered now to 44 people. It has a 75% open rate. So clearly people are seeing it. And I've made $600 already from that. And I haven't even had a restock yet. So those are people who have qualified and then just gone to the shop with whatever's left and bought, even though they already qualify.
That's so funny.
So
fascinating.
Yeah. So my next step will be to send out emails to encourage people, if you're just one purchase away to qualifying for VIP, once you spend like $175 or something, I will send an email that's like, you're just one purchase away. Here's some stuff that you could grab to entice more people to get over the edge into VIP. Mm-hmm. But what's cool, and I wish I could like screen share with you guys, but Klaviyo comes built with suggested segments. And you can put these conditions or what do they call it? Details? Oh, definitions. So the definition of this segment is whatever, right? Well, they give you pre-suggested segments, which I think is so helpful. So one of them was, I don't know why it's not showing up for me, but for example, it was like, here's people who've bought from you, but who haven't bought in the last 60 days. Like maybe send them an email to like give them a discount code or something. Here are people who've bought and, you know, they're most likely to buy again in the next however many days. Like they know so much about your customer profile to give you this kind of information. One of them I just set up and it won't work. It's not retroactive, unfortunately. So it will only work for new people going forward. But I have a workflow set up too. When you buy for the first time ever, it puts in your customer profile of your anniversary date of when you bought from me. And so then I'll send you like, you've been a customer for a year, like here's a cool present or something. So I have that workflow set up, but there's lots of stuff that you can do. So I think it's really cool. And since it's built right into all of your analytics, like you can know right off the bat, did this email make me any money? Mm-hmm. And what can I do to make it better?
Yeah. I love all of that. It's awesome.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
Well, I'm excited. I think email has been one of those frontiers. I don't know if you guys have listened to past episodes where I like would go on a rant about how I was avoiding it to see how big I could build my business without it and blah, blah, blah. Well, I'll tell you what, I did get to over six figures without an email list. So it's definitely possible. I was mostly trying to prove a point to you. So point proven, started the email list. I gained a lot of traction really quickly because I was focusing on it. And then I kind of, like I do many things, put it on the back burner. Not that it wasn't working. It's still working, but it's not been like, I'm not actively promoting it all over social right now. Mm-hmm. And so I only have my first 600 email subscribers, which is, it's not small. It's a big number, but it's also like,
that's like what I have.
I know, but it's also just so weird because I get comparisonitis with myself
with and our
I
have own to business.
What and I have to remember like where we started and what that means. And I'll tell you what, you can run a really large business with only 600 email subscribers. Yeah. Really large. So I set up initially, my biggest thing was how can I take people that find me organically online and put them in the place that they are going to get the most nurturing. Mm-hmm. And it's not email for me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like I love email and think email can be super effective. And I definitely plan to, as my business grows, spend more time on it. But my biggest goal with setting it up was how can I capture people who are landing on my website via organic traffic and get them something that makes them go, ooh, like mm-hmm. I'm paying attention, and then send them over to Instagram where like I'm being the most present. Mm-hmm. So I set up my freebie, which by the way is freaking amazing. You get 30 days of meal plans. I could have charged for it, but whatever. It's fine. It's up. It's awesome. And I did what I know how to do, which is do exactly what I did when we were starting Boss Project's email list. So you guys, it's literally everywhere on my website. It's like, it's a button in the navigation. It's on nearly every page, including every blog post. And in every blog post, there's like a footer graphic that like talks more about it. It's everywhere. And I even have a pop-up too, which I'm kind of anti-pop-up, but I was like, heck,
if it works,
like I don't even care. Mm-hmm. So I set that up and kind of like set it, forget it. I have a workflow. So I'm in Flowdesk, which I love and definitely recommend. If you want to check it out, definitely go to bossproject.com/Flowdesk. The irony is while I have a lot of group coaching stuff, and that's like mainly what I talk about, I technically run a product-based business too. I'm just not hand making any of my products. Mm-hmm. But because it's not on my own platform, I don't necessarily have access to stats. So like, it's kind of irrelevant. I just need to really care about my people and like serve them well.
Yeah.
So I set that up. Of my 600 email subscribers, nearly 300 of them came in through this freebie. So almost half. Right. And that didn't exist until I started the list, obviously. The other people came in because they were existing customers, or, I mean, technically you could come in other ways, but like that's definitely my primary. Mm-hmm. I've seen open rates anywhere between 35 and 50%, and as high of click-through rates as over 36%. So like it's 100% working. Like people are seeing it and engaging with it. I want to get to the point where I'm sending regular broadcasts.
Yeah.
And I'm just not there yet. It's just not where my time and attention has been, which is fine. I do think there could be, we do have like a welcome sequence set up and I like it. I think I want to add on to it so that there's a little more like nurture that I don't necessarily have to do myself, like in a weekly broadcast where they could just kind of get a bigger overview of how I can help them and what that might look like.
Speaking of welcome sequence, I just wanted to update you. I actually went and looked at, since Klaviyo's welcome sequence is landing me in the promo tab and I had talked about restarting Privy, the open rate on those still is 88%.
What?
I think it's fine. I think it's literally just been on for less than a week, which is why no one's bought anything and it's fine.
No, it's fine. It's early, you know? It's early. Well, so I got all of that set up and my goal really is to get them, like I said, over to Instagram because while I do have like a landing page and a sales page and all of that, I have chose to run the majority of my business in terms of new like new members, new customers, I'm converting them in the DMs. So like people that want to talk to me and like have a conversation with me, I want to have a one-on-one conversation to make sure that they're a good fit for my program, that I can work with them, that I can serve them.
Yeah. Yours is not a business where it's like, hey, and here's what I sell. And then let me just nurture you for a second. And then you're just going to go buy it. Like that's not.
Well, and like, so Young Living is rolling out a new website and I think they're going to have but theoretically should be like totally new this time. And I think the big difference is that I might be able to suggest like specific products, almost like a Amazon swipe up link kind of thing where I could send someone directly to something. So I do think that could change, but as you might imagine, and I'll preface all that to say when you're selling in that way, the volume required to like make a dent.
Yeah.
Like what influencers have to do. Like, I don't love Walmart, but I really like this lady called Walmart Finds because she's finding all this stuff that looks like from Target. Anyway, side note, I will look at her stuff and I'm like, man, the volume she would have to do to like make enough money to make this worth her time has got to be crazy. Mm-hmm. So for that, I'm not focused on selling one product. I am focused on bringing people into my group program, integrating them into a lifestyle change, and like legitimately helping them on their health and wellness journey. Like, could I sell like a supplement that I take one off? Sure. But like, is that really going to help me long-term? No. Like in the same way, Emily wants VIP customers that are coming back again and again and again. So do I. And I have a large group of customers and a portion of them are people that purchase from me every single month and I get to nurture them. And so one of the things that I've been struggling with though, is as we've grown so fast, I have a hard time because I want to and have the desire to have a deep, like personal connection with all of these people. Mm-hmm. It's really not scalable. And so I was on the phone the other night. I was like, I wasn't even venting. I was just like, I don't know what to do next. And I was talking to a friend who does the same thing that I do in her own way. She's legit. She's got a multi-million dollar business. She knows what the fritch toast she's doing. I'm a big believer in like learning from people that are ahead of you. So while we're growing fast, we're not quite there yet. And even though I've done it over in Boss Project, I like treat it like I don't know what I'm doing over here.
Every
sometimes.
Time I'm like, I was Voxing Alyssa, who you know on our team, yeah, who helps us out. And I literally, this is the question I asked her the other day. Okay, so I wrote this blog post, and since my URL is really dumb, I made it a bit.ly, but like, is it okay for me to share the bit.ly, or like, should I tell people to like share the blog post URL, or is it fine? And she just like cracked up in her Voxer back to me. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm asking you questions like I've never blogged before in my life, or used a bit.ly, or use a redirect, or anything else. But I was like, you just tell me what to do. I don't know what to do anymore.
For real. Sometimes I'm like, I know how to make millions of dollars. Like, I've done it. Like, why am I being such a weirdo about it? Like, when I'm trying to do it again in a new way. Anyway, we got on Zoom, and she, I don't know how she does it. She has 7 kids. Like, kids are like crawling all over her. And she's like, okay, I don't have time. And I was like, yeah, you obviously do not have time. And she's like, I can't have as much as I want it. Like, I can't follow up with every single new person every week or like on a regular schedule. Mm-hmm. I just literally cannot, but I can automate it. And then I can, when they respond, like have it be me, mm-hmm, because I can. And yeah, I was like, what do you mean? Like, what? She's like, you need to implement this like texting service. So it's called Project Broadcast. People have utilized it in our industry for a while now, and no one in my organization, I don't know how to explain that, but like, there's not anyone currently doing it for my team. So if I wanted to implement it, it would be me. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's learning an entirely new language. Like, how do you text people? What do people want?
How do you text people?
But like, no, like from like, logistically, yeah. How does it get set up? How do people opt in or opt out? Like, what are the rules? Because I'm assuming it's regulated, like emails are regulated. Yeah. And so learning all this stuff. And she's like, here's a box with a bow on it. Go do the thing. So I implemented that. And I told Jared, I said, I've been so focused on all these other things in our business. If I want this to get done, I just have to stop everything and like make this number one priority and implement, mm-hmm, as much as possible, as quickly as possible.
Yep.
And so I did. And mm-hmm, I'm so excited about it.
Yep.
Because it's going to make my job so much easier. Yes. People are going to be put into a 90-day drip where they're getting like regular communication from me, but it's not overwhelming. If they want more communication, they can opt in for classes that literally get texted to them that teach them things that I don't have to teach them myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really excited about it.
That's like what I did, where I took a month off. I took almost 5-week break in between restocks because I was like, there's some stuff I've got to get set up that's going to make my job easier and going to make me more money and going to nurture the shit out of my customers.
Right.
And I also spent that time figuring out my branding and packaging, which is also a level of nurturing. I know you send welcome packets too.
Yeah.
That takes time for our brains to like, okay, I need to map out and I need to order the supplies and I need to set these things up. And then once it's done, it's done. But like quite literally taking time off from selling is what's required sometimes to get those things set up.
Right. And it's hard because and I know you get this, there's a level of selling, but then there's also like people now look at what I do as entertainment. Right. And so have I cooked enough and like shown enough behind the scenes, and have I prepared enough meals
every day where I'm like, I haven't even posted on stories today. Oh my God.
I know. But it bothers me because I know how much it drives my business.
Yes.
And so like, if I'm not posting content that other people find entertaining or like valuable,
I love that you guys share or tag me in content, then I just reshare yours and it helps me get by for like a whole day until I can sit down in bed and be like, okay, this is what I want to say.
Right. No, for real. It's a thing. So it's a balance of like running the whole funnel yourself. And I think for so long, you and I both were trying to do every piece of the funnel by hand. Mm-hmm. Like as manual as possible, because we want to love on these babies. Like,
hi, baby.
Like, it's, I get it. It's new. Like, we want to do all the things, but it's like, because we've done this before, we both are growing a lot faster than we did the first time. Mm-hmm. And because of that, and I shouldn't say the first time because we ran a lot of other businesses before Boss Project took off. But nonetheless, I think there is this level of like we started slowing ourselves down. Yes. Because we didn't have the systems in place to scale.
Yeah.
And so now I'm implementing things that I'm like, this literally could take us from, because this, I like have a hard time saying this out loud because it literally makes me want to vomit, but I'm like, legitimately, we could in the next 6 months be making more in revenue in this business than in Boss Project. And I'm like, like, I don't know how I feel about that because it's just a totally different business, a totally different model.
100%.
And I feel like because I'm scared,
I'm going to be making more from this business really soon because it's just me. And like, I'm like,
yeah,
because
your
margins are really high.
Yes.
I don't have another CEO I have to pay.
Yeah. You're expensive, Emily. Because it's not about revenue. We're talking about like income. Like,
right.
And I mean, well, I do think my revenue anyway, doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter what the numbers are. At the end of the day, I want everyone to feel loved and cared for. Because I think implementing these things, I think there's a part of me that felt like it was disingenuous to like put people on a nurture sequence or disingenuous to text someone when I didn't type it myself. And it's not. I want to do it myself, but I can't do it for hundreds of people myself. I need a system that's going to help me be the kind of person I want to be and serve in the way I want to serve and
you know,
get out of my own damn way.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, so I want to wrap this by, I'll give my like high level, if you're in a business like mine, here's what I would suggest you set up and then you do the same thing.
Sure.
Okay, so I want you guys to offer a welcome discount. Like just do it. Get over it. I don't care what percentage it is, 5%, 10%, 15%. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be crazy. Minus 10%. Just set up some sort of app that's a pop-up or an exit intent or an announcement bar or a flyover, whatever you want to do, and say 10% off your first purchase, pop in your name and email. Pop in your name and email, you get them the code. They're signed up. Use Privy if you're on Shopify because it's free. You don't like Klaviyo is kind of stressful to set up. Like it's going to take some brain power. Privy is so easy and it's free. So like just get it set up and prove to yourself that it works. Then that $3,000 sitting in your bank account will prompt you to take the time to learn another software or set it up within Privy and upgrade your account. I now spend $20 a month on my email service provider. So it's nothing insane. I got it set up. I took months to set up automations and workflows after that initial like coupon code. So don't feel like you have to get it all set up today. But I think the second thing that I would have your brains on is some sort of welcome series that reminds people to use that coupon code. Because as you can see, although 34% converted to buy, what is that math? 66% didn't, right? So what are those people? Like, can I be talking to them too to try to just convert a few more people or at least have them feel like I'm still talking to them? Like mm-hmm. That I still care about them because I do. So literally just those two things, figure out your welcome coupon, send mm-hmm. it, and then set up a welcome series to remind those people to use that coupon. Mm-hmm. That's what I would have you guys do.
Yeah. So I think this specifically what I'm going to say definitely applies to coaches, definitely applies to people in network marketing. But honestly, I think if you're a service provider, this could also be because even though I offer, like I sell products, period, like I do. Okay. But like the way my business is set up, I offer products as a service, mm-hmm. which is interesting. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, here's like some quick action steps. I want you ultimately focusing on whatever sales tool is the thing that is converting for you and like focus on it. So if my DMs are working, I'm not going to stop DMing people. Okay. It's going to keep working. But I want to do is get more people there and then have great follow-up afterwards. So I don't fail once they're in. So I would get a freebie or like something of value on your website so that when you're sending organic traffic, because we didn't talk about it, but I've like doubled my traffic to my site in the last 30 days too. So that's like a whole nother thing.
Dude, so have I. That's what, so that's what I was going to say is Privy messaged me and they were like, oh, you're going to have to start paying now because your website traffic is high. So yeah. Like it's free up until like 5,000 monthly visitors.
Yeah.
And then I reached that. How?
Right. What? Right. Yeah, I'm about at the same point too. And it's because I have blog content and Pinterest and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, have some sort of high value freebie and don't worry so much about active communication, because if your only goal is to get them into a workflow that points them to wherever you're the most active. If you have a Facebook group that you're the most active, make sure they get over there. If you're on Instagram, get them over there. If you're on TikTok, get them over there. I don't care where
you're. If you're on Instagram Reels.
I know.
I'm so excited.
I really hope, and this is really selfish of me, but like I hope that it kind of kills TikTok the way they killed Snapchat. Like
I don't think it will.
I don't think so.
Other tangent. I don't think it will. Snapchat still exists. We're just not on it. I don't think it will because 12-year-olds really like TikTok. They don't like Instagram, but I'm so glad. I feel like Reels is the 30-plus-year-old version of TikTok, and it's where I belong, and I'm so happy.
Well, and because you see who you follow, I'm like, all my food bloggers.
Yes.
So good.
Yes. Okay. Sorry. Reels tangent.
Okay. So get some sort of welcome sequence that gets them to wherever you're spending your most time. Because at the end of the day, you want to nurture people into a sale. Yeah. And if you're not going to nurture them on email, you need to nurture them somewhere. If email's where it's at for you, great. But I'm just going to guess for the majority of you, it's not. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's probably on some kind of social platform. Get them following you. But you have their info so you can send them things later. Yeah.
Guys, please hear that. I did not set up my nurture through email until I was 11 months into being in business.
Yeah. Like
it would have been dumb to set up month one.
No, for sure. I mean, who would have seen it anyway?
Like you and my mom.
It would have been a waste of time. Like the reason I'm doing it now is because it's worth my time. Yeah. And then I will say this piece is definitely more for if you are building a business that you reoccurring customers is like a big part of your income, then I think this texting option can be really big if you do it the right way.
Yeah.
I think it can be done the wrong way and you can drive people away and it can get really spammy. So you got to be careful, especially if you're in network marketing and like your business is built on residual income and reoccurring customers, then hands down, heck yeah, like do it. Just make sure they're not getting that from someone else because that can sometimes happen in our industry. But I'm excited to kind of measure and see what that does. Like we've saw some like instant results literally day one. Nice. And so I'm like, ooh, what is this going to do 3 months from now? Yeah. So yay. All of that to say, you guys, this is all a giant experiment.
Yes.
We don't have like a huge marketing game plan of like the next tech thing we're implementing or like how exactly our business is going to grow. It's a lot of trial and error. It's us doing things we know is effective because we've done it before.
Yep.
But the last time we did most of these things was 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so like the landscape has changed and will Emily start blogging about earrings? The future is yet left to be unknown.
Did.
No, I know, but like, will you continue? I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. I hope this was helpful for you guys. If there's any questions whatsoever, follow up for these side businesses, other companies, venture things, then please let us know. I feel like
if you want to see them though, like for real, go to Boss Project Instagram because you can't spell our name and I get it and it's fine, whatever. But in the bio of Boss Project Instagram, there's both of our personal handles and our personal handles are where we run our other businesses. So if you want to peek behind the curtain of what that looks like, that's the place to be.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.